Democrats and voter advocacy groups argue Republicans on the Senate's Intergovernmental Operations Committee have not proven two key things: why the Department of State should turn over things like voter driver's license and partial Social Security numbers, or whether a company they've hired to probe that sensitive data will keep it safe. Vic Walchek of the ACLU, one of the groups arguing that, says the GOP is also missing something else.
That you've got some information about wrongdoing or potential wrongdoing or potential fraud.
Lawyers for Senate Republicans say the committee is allowed to have the info and that it legally doesn't have to prove how it'll be protected. Judges, meanwhile, suggested both sides could come to an agreement about how to safely exchange voter info, since the Department of State has done it in the past. They may not rule in the case for several months, and it may drag on if it's appealed. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.